Saute the onions, grill some chicken. The taste bud's ours. Taste buds really know. Give a listen. Cause the taste buds really know. Give a listen. Cause the taste buds really know what they are dishing. Sunday mornings from 10 to noon. The taste buds ours are in your room. Tune them in now. Give a listen. Cause the taste buds really know what they are dishing.
Good morning. Woo. Welcome to Food for Thought with the Taste Buds. I'm Carol.
And I'm Michelle.
And it is a normal Sunday in January, I think. Maybe a little bit on the warmer side because we're so
used to
those freezing temperatures.
Yeah.
But, so welcome to Food for Thought. Pass the word. Anybody can stream us live on the World Wide Web, WTPL1077.com, or you can ask them to on their smartphone. They need to have a smartphone. I mean, who doesn't have a smartphone these days? I don't
know. My mother and father.
Well, they don't even have a cell phone,
though. No, they don't.
So,
yeah. They don't have a smartphone.
Know of one person that walks around with a dumb phone. Like, really? Get with it, will you?
Yeah,
like,
my grandmother still has a flip phone.
Yeah.
They don't even have
There's
an
quite
answering
a few.
Machine. Never mind. Okay.
There's quite a few with flip phones.
Yeah, I guess. But anyway, you can, on your smartphone, it can't be a dumb phone, you can download the TuneIn app and you can listen to us live right on your telephone as well. So we, of course, have a packed show today. Dad is in the house, as you just heard. And give us a call. You know, if you have any cooking questions, Dad's here. 866-823-1077. And, you know, before we just start chatting, I just want to put out there, anybody out there, I want to know why I should possibly buy an Instapot. Like, do you use an Instapot? And do you like it? Do you not like it? What's the difference between the Instapot and a Crock-Pot? I want to know. Because I'm hearing things about Instapot. And I would like to know yes or no. And pros and cons, if you have one, you know, so on and so forth. So again, 866-823-1077. We, like I said, have a packed show. We will be joined shortly with Jay Phelps of Ancient Fire Mead and Cider. I saw some pictures on his Facebook page. Oh my gosh, because I was there right at the very beginning. I saw the beginning stages of it. So to see him come this far pretty quickly, I think, the pictures are great. So if you want to look that up, Ancient Fire Mead and Cider will be opening up, I'm pretty sure, soon, but tune in. Jay will be on shortly. And right on Facebook, you can see all the pictures. And he will be joined today, Andy Day of Cask and Vine. And what I'm going to do today is a little bit after that, my dining adventure is actually on Cask and Vine. So if anybody has not been to Cask and Vine, they are in Derry on East Broadway Street, right on the main street. And oh my gosh, if you haven't been there, first of all, they're great with wines and beers, craft beer, of course, and wine connoisseurs. Their menu is amazing. The food is so, so good. So Cask and Vine, of course, our dining adventure, always brought to you by the Village Trestle over in Goffstown. And don't forget, listeners, next week you can meet the Taste Buds at the Village Trestle, because we'll be doing our show live from the Village Trestle in Goffstown. And it also is their Bloody Mary Day. They have a Bloody Mary bar that day, so stop on in and have a Bloody Mary.
Can't wait.
Right?
Can't wait.
The Kettle One girls will be there, so,
yum.
You know, it should be really fun. And we're going to give away prizes and all that. So here we are. Dad, how was your week?
My week was fine. It was nice to be back. It was...
Dad flew back on Tuesday from
just
Florida.
Just as warm here as it was there, or cold.
Yeah, right.
Yep. It was a very, very
nice
week.
You kind of had not very good weather for down there. Plus, not feeling very good.
Yeah, I had a cold. Cold,
so,
whatever.
Yeah, you need to head down
really
again.
Lousy. I know. Then it'll come back, because today there it's 77.
Yeah.
Yeah, nice.
And that's pretty decent. That burns it right out of you.
Exactly.
Yeah, it was really bad. I mean bad. You know, you don't expect Florida to be 30 degrees at night. And the highs, 45, 50 wind.
And it snowed in a lot of places in Florida.
Wow. Just north of us was that picture of that alligator that has nose sticking out of the ice.
I had to go rescue him.
It was 150 miles north, but
still,
they hibernate. They let it go, and it goes to the bottom, and it'll wake up when the water warms up. I never knew that they hibernated like a bear.
Interesting.
An alligator. But it was cold. And like today, right now, it's not bad. Get used to it.
I've been taking the dogs out.
Yeah.
And
nothing. Nice.
It's so nice.
Yeah.
It's like almost balmy.
Yeah, yeah. Feels good. Catch up on your heating bill.
Yeah, right?
They're smiling.
Jeepers. I know.
You don't hear nothing from them.
Michelle, how was your week?
You know, I had a great week because I wasn't super sick.
Yeah,
it's terrible to say that's how great my week was and why, but so just recuperating, getting my mother out of the house and seeing my dad, and it was
I love your hair too. Your
Thank
hair
you.
Looks really
I did have my hair
good.
Michelle gets her hair cut, and so do I.
Yes.
From my niece, Alexa, over at Elevina Salon.
Elevina, yes.
So if you need a new look, a new color,
she's awesome.
She's great with color, too.
Yes, she is.
Oh, amazing. Really, really good.
Yep,
so
she's amazing.
Go and check her out.
Oh, and I did, when I left from my hair, I had a little incident with my car. I call it an incident.
Oh, yes. Listen to this.
Well, you know, I left, you know, it had snowed that day. That particular, was it Tuesday or Wednesday?
Wednesday.
It had snowed in the morning, blah, blah, blah. But then at night when I went to get my hair at 5 o'clock and I left there, whatever time, I walk out and it's snowing again. So that left the roads completely, it was like an ice skating rink. So I was going really slow, turned the corner from Elm on Salmon, and my car just started sliding without me doing anything. It was the weirdest thing. And I could see this car in front of me and I'm like, oh my God, my car is speeding up. I'm not touching the brake, nothing, right? I'm like, I'm gonna hit that car. So I turned my wheel and went up over a snowbank. So I'd rather hit a snowbank than hit a car, which cost me $25 to fix something that was already broken underneath my car, which I found out that was the noise that I was hearing. But anyways, I got pulled out by my AAA and everything's great.
You were lucky.
It's, you know what? When you get that little snow over, it was scary.
It's a lousy feeling.
It was scary because I hadn't put my brakes on. I mean, it just happened. It was weird. But anyways, everything's good.
Nice. Yeah. I had a good week. It was really, I mean, well, soon in the second hour, we'll be joined with Dr. April, and Michelle and I will talk about our final results.
That was an awesome week, part of our week.
Yes, Wednesday. And she will be on. We're going to talk about East Coast Chiropractic as well as the ChiroThin program that Michelle and I just went through 6 weeks of. And we're still in it.
Yep.
You know, my husband started. He started last Thursday. But see, the first 2 days of the ChiroThin program are the fun days.
Yes, those are the fun days.
You get, actually, I think you started Wednesday and Thursday, right? Thursday and Friday. Anyway, it's called the loading days. And you get to eat like up to, you know, 5,000 calories. fats,
anything.
So he had a ball.
So that
2 days.
Friday was his last loading day.
Correct.
That's why he ended up having a prime rib at 8 o'clock.
Oh, did he?
Prime rib. That's what you're doing.
Yeah, that's right. Because you went with him.
Yeah, right.
He
yeah.
went with you, I should say.
Man, this guy, he ate it all.
His body, I believe, went into, he won't say that, but his body went into shock yesterday.
I bet.
Yeah,
it
must be shock. What the heck is going on?
So tune in second hour when Dr. April is in the house with us talking about the new ChiroThin program, and you can hear what Michelle's and mine results were, which are just phenomenal. We're very, very happy and are continuing.
Yes.
So anyway, today's food of the week, kind of strange, the top one. It is this week is National Squirrel Appreciation Week.
Squirrel Appreciation.
Squirrel.
Like, really?
But they don't, you know, for somebody who feeds birds and
squirrels.
Fortunately or unfortunately, my squirrels like to eat the things I drop on the ground. This is a hard time for them to find food, and that's why. This time of year is really tough for them to find food, especially with snow cover and everything. It's good to feed the squirrels if you're a rodent lover. As my nephew would say, well, where's the BB gun?
Yeah.
But anyways, that's why. Yeah.
And it's also granola bar day and fresh squeezed juice day. Mm. And for Michelle and I, healthy weight week.
Yep.
Like that one.
Yeah.
We'll have to mention that to Dr. April when she's in.
Absolutely.
Also, I'm trying to read my shorthand here. Oh, in 1908, on this day in 1908, New York City, I can't read that word. New York City passed the law that it is illegal for women to smoke in public.
Wow.
Well, it was saving their lives if you think about it. But yeah, another man rule.
Uh-oh.
Man controlling rule. Seriously.
Right. Man controlling rule.
Yeah.
And this week, if you are interested in going to any festivals in, have you ever heard of Fellsmore, Florida, Dad?
Nope.
No,
Fellsmore, Florida. Fellsmore, Florida. I never have either. This week in Fellsmore, Florida, it is the National Frog Leg Week.
Oh.
Tastes like chicken, Carol.
No,
chicken.
I don't even really care. Or
dad's favorite thing, frog legs.
Yeah, very good.
When he goes for dim sum, frog legs.
They're very good.
I do not think so at all.
Me neither.
But let me see here. What else do we have? Dad, what do you have for, do you have like a maybe a recipe we can chat with? Because Donna's going to call in today on the second hour.
Okay.
And then let's do a short, maybe if you have a couple, maybe do a short one right now. And then we're going to, hopefully Jay will be here from Ancient Fire Mead and Cider.
Okay.
Actually, here he is.
All right.
Speak of the devil.
Oh, just popped in.
How about some tips?
I think I put that book is my favorite book.
I just got it. Took forever to get it.
Cooks Illustrated?
Yeah.
Cooks. Oh, yeah. I love that.
Yeah, I just look in the back cover. They also have Cooks. They also have Best Sunday Evening Dinner.
Ooh.
A whole book. So you can say, "Oh, what am I going to have Sunday?" Just look at that and get an idea. So I have to pick up that one too.
Oh, it's a new one.
Book? All categories. Yeah, all kinds now. They have an appetizer book, a regular cookbook,
breakfast
book.
That's interesting. I think that one, it comes out quarterly, right?
Yeah.
It's monthly. It's
every
quarterly.
3 months. You read it and you read it and you always keep finding something.
Yeah, you do. I think those are awesome.
But this one's pretty cute. A skimming fat off of a beef stew or a chicken or anything like that. And all it is to use the turkey baster. So it works better. It takes more volume off. It's quick and it's simple.
Do you mean when it's in the?
Yeah, in the pot. You know, skim the tops of fat. You just use that.
Use that
suction.
Little suction thing.
Yeah, use the suction.
Oh, the
and
suction.
It just fills the tube.
Okay, I'm thinking of
one or two pumps.
Squirting the bit. No, juices
it reverses.
It.
Pulls it in.
Pulls it up.
So I thought that was pretty cute. Mm-hmm. And I don't ever use this, but for a sturdier twist tie for plastic bags. To use the, you go buy the pipe cleaners. Sometimes you have a bigger bag and then little things are worn out and they break and you can't untie them. So I thought that
or
was
you can never
cute.
Find them.
Right.
I can never find problem. Them. You know when you need it after or you think you're going to need it after? I ended up just twisting it. And
whizzing together small batches of dressings.
That I'm so bad with, Dad. I just think it's a chore to do that.
I do too.
But it really isn't,
it
right?
It isn't. It's simple.
Yeah. I know.
And it's so much better.
It is.
I agree.
Doing it too.
Ahead. But no, what you use a handheld milk frother to blend the ingredients. Very small with a battery. And all done. So that makes it easier. Of course, you have to use a whip the other way. It's not too hard either. But I thought that was cute. There's a lot of good little tips here. There was some on this side, too. I like this because pre-torn plastic wraps. No, you do. You pre-torn. You do them yourself. I don't think they sell them. But I'll do that. If I'm portioning out my hamburger or something like that, I'll always put the 8, 9 on the edge of it. And that's what they're showing you. That way you just do it, boom, 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 wrap it and put it away. And, using a pot for hot gravy on a table, using a teapot instead of a ladle. It keeps it hotter and it's easier to pour.
Makes sense.
That's a good idea.
So all of these make very good sense.
I can never find my ladles.
I know.
Didn't I need a ladle the other night?
Yes, you did.
The principal idea is to keep it hot because the gravy gets cold right away because the exposure to that top is wide. This has a cover on it.
It makes sense.
I have to remember that one.
That's kind of cool.
Yep.
And, you know, since our program started, actually, I started this really late in it, probably my fifth week as I was in Florida, and I discovered tea, which I've never been a tea drinker. Like, once in a while, I'd try it and see what happened, but I would maybe have a few sips and that's it. I am drinking like two or three teas a day.
What kind of tea do you drink here?
I've been doing, I go to bed with chamomile.
Yep.
So I bring it up with me and I sip on it, But during the day, chai, herbal, like yesterday I went into Whole Foods and I go to the little coffee and tea shop and I get my tea and do my groceries. Oh, you know what I wanted to mention too? We need to go on a break. I know that. I meant to bring one of them today and I totally forgot. Did I tell you about the oranges? The Suma oranges?
Suma oranges.
Oh my gosh. Because, you know, on our program, we need to be eating two fruits a day. And I walked in, this was like last week, and they're called Suma oranges. Hmm. They have like a little... S-U-M-A.
Yeah.
And, I bought two of them because, this is what I hate about oranges. You get them and they don't taste good. And
yeah, there's no juice.
You know what I mean? They're
dry.
That's what always happens to me. Yeah. So when I saw that, I only bought two. I'm like, I want to try them first. The best orange I ever had.
Wow.
And, my brother saw me eating one day at the office this week. And he goes, I love oranges. I eat them all the time. I go, well, you got to try this one. And he was like, no way.
You ain't get some.
I said, see? So good. Mm-hmm. I can't even tell you how good they were. They were delicious. So anyway, Suma, I was going to say vegetables. Oranges over at Fresh Market. Yeah.
I've been eating a lot of strawberries.
Me too, because they're still good right now.
Strawberries are
so
good.
They are.
Crazy.
They are.
Yep.
So you are listening to Food for Thought with the Taste Buds, Carol and Michelle. Dad is in the house. Again, I'm going to shout this out before we go on break. I want to know who has an Instapot out there and why I should get one or why I shouldn't get one. And how do they compare to a Crock-Pot? 866-823-1077, please. We're going to go on a short break. We will be back with Jay Phelps, Ancient Fire Mead and Cider. Can't wait to hear about the progress. We'll be right back.
Food for Thought returns after these messages on 107.7 The Pulse.
Welcome back. Food for Thought with the Taste Buds, Carol and Michelle. Dad is in the house today. Again, I want to know who owns an Instapot. Why I should have one, why I shouldn't, difference between Instapot and a Crock-Pot, 866-823-1077. And let's welcome on one of our regular segments, Jay Phelps of Ancient Fire Mead and Cider. Hi, Jay.
Happy to be back.
Yes.
I think I'm going to end up owning an Instapot fairly soon. Margo listens when I'm on, and she's been talking about one.
Really?
So this is probably not going to help. I don't know that she knows how to answer the question because she's had friends evangelize to her about it. So I bet you there's probably going to be one on my counter fairly soon. So,
I'm so curious. You hear a lot about them.
We have as well. Yeah. And I haven't really looked into it. Not that that's really
top
of my priority list right now.
I wouldn't think so. I would think that your priority right now is opening up your new mead and cider
It absolutely
establishment.
Is. Yes, it is. So I'll start with the big news of the week and back up a little bit.
Cool.
So we had a great visit from the New Hampshire Liquor Commission on Friday.
I see.
It's our first alcohol licensed business, so there's a lot that we don't know. So both of the folks that came in were very, very helpful to us to understand, you know, things that they're looking for and how to run our business. But at the end of that visit, we have been given approval to start our production.
Wow.
So yay. I will actually be that's making nice. Our first batches tomorrow.
Whoa.
Nice.
So that
how exciting nice. Is that?
Oh very. Man, it's the last 3 days.
You're not going to sleep tonight.
I've been having trouble the last couple of days because we're planning it out. I mean, actually, my Jeep is full of equipment that I'm taking there right when I leave here because there's a whole bunch of stuff we have at home that I hadn't brought yet just because I didn't need it cluttering up the space because we were still doing construction type work and everything. But now that I need all that stuff there because I'm going to start making it, I'll probably have 2 or 3 more loads before the end of the weekend.
Cool.
Yeah, so we're extremely excited. This is, you know, this is one of the big things that we've been working for. And it's come quickly depending on, you know, how long you've known us and what you've been paying attention to. And certainly the public face of Ancient Fire has not been around for much more than, say, like 8-9 months on Facebook. So for anybody who's been paying attention that long, this seems like it's pretty quick. We've been thinking and planning about this about a year or so before that. So
still, right. I know. Less than 2 years.
Yeah. And the huge benefit is this is my full-time job. So, you know, this week I have a lot to do. And I've figured out how not to scare myself about getting up every day because of that lot to do. Because at the end of each week, I look back and realize how much I can actually get done when I can be there all day mm-hmm. and focus on it. So we've been very excited about that. But you mentioned seeing things on Facebook.
Looks awesome.
And thank you to everyone who keeps saying that they're seeing the pictures on Facebook and it's beautiful and exciting to see the progress. We are keeping up with social media as much as we possibly can. So we totally appreciate the fact that people are looking.
Which is hard to do that.
It is. And it's going to get harder.
It's important, but it's hard, you know?
Yeah. The next couple of weeks is going to be even harder because I'm going to have a lot of things that are demanding my attention that I didn't even 2-3 days ago. And, you know, I want to take pictures and document that, but it's just, you know, it's going to be a challenge to do, but we really appreciate the fact that people are paying attention. The thing that people are commenting on, which we're so excited about, is the colors. They're bright.
I was just gonna
and
say
exciting.
That. Your colors yeah. inside, okay, I'm going to tell you, are the color of our house outside. We just painted it that yellow. It is our yellow.
It's bright.
Babe, look it up. Ancient Fire Mead and Cider on Facebook.
I think it was smiley face yellow.
Oh, my
yellow.
Gosh.
It's bright.
It's awesome.
We were painting it, and actually, we think we were getting a little blind from the paint color because you're just sitting there so close to it, especially when you're doing the detail paint.
Well, you
paint.
Can see our house from a mile away.
Yeah, so it probably is the same color. And then, of course, we've got Construction Zone Orange in the bathrooms, and we keep telling people you're going to need sunglasses to sit in the bathroom.
Oh, see, I like that. Yeah, orange. Sure.
Yeah, we've used our branding colors. We've got a dark red. It's darker than what you'll see in any of our you know, branded items, but we did that because we wanted to sort of anchor the lower half of the wall of the tap room to be more pub like and then we put a chair rail up and then put like a medium to light gray above mm-hmm. that. So
I think it's perfect. I love the colors.
Yep.
Thank you
it's
very much.
It's so welcoming. I mean, the bar looks great. A lot of seats, you know, tables
tall
and
tables
and yep. Stools and it looks great.
Thank
it
you.
Looks great.
We've learned a lot. That the bar has been fun to build. A fraternity brother of mine has been working on it. Thank you very much, Dave. And the last piece of it was putting the epoxy on the bar top. I don't think either of us would ever do it again, but you really don't know until you try. And it's a hard thing to do. So anybody out there who wants to do an epoxy a bar, probably don't ask me because I might convince you not to do it, but it does look beautiful. It's got fun little character and imperfections in it, but you know, we'll work with that over time. But so we've got a little bit of stuff we need to do in the front of the house, but the real action in the next couple of weeks, at least, is going to be out back. You know, we've got orders of everything coming, kegs, bottles, honey, fruit, you know, we got all kinds of crazy stuff coming in. So it's we're turning a corner to a new phase of what we're doing, which is really exciting. So we hope to have product available that we can open with in about a month or so. So we need to spend a little bit of time this week to finalize that production calendar. And from that, then we will actually make a formal announcement about when we're going to open.
Cool.
We just don't want to do it too soon and not have it planned out
right.
well enough. So.
That's smart.
But I would expect people will be able to come see us sometime in March, whether it's first weekend in March or a little bit later than that. We need to confirm, but that's what we can say for now.
And you're also going to have a little bit of food, little snack foods and such.
We've got a sandwich, a meat and cheese board, cheese dip that we're going to make in-house, crackers, salsa and chips. Probably missing a couple things. Oh, soup. We'll probably try to do a chili and soup alternating, some other snacks. So we are working with a couple of local food vendors that also look to source local products as well. So we've got things like the chips and salsas and stuff are going to come from Mitchell's. So,
he was on the show last week.
Yeah. We love him.
Was it last week or the week before?
Week before.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So he's a great guy.
And so we're finding the right connections and working with people that can help us continue to help the small businesses in our area as well. Mm-hmm. Because we're just like them, and we want people to identify, you know, with what we're serving them, not just being nameless, faceless stuff that we can get almost anywhere. So
awesome.
Yep. Working that piece of it as well.
I'm so excited for you, and I cannot wait to go.
Nope.
Oh my gosh. Either. Can't wait. Dad, we're going to go.
Yeah, I know it. In your category, the state liquor, they give you a percentage of food to the liquor? Does it differ?
It is a little bit different. That was one of the things that we covered on Friday with our inspectors. So the type of license we're going to get is a restaurant beer and wine license. So they don't actually restrict us to an amount of food, but they want to see our food sales increase over time.
Okay.
Because obviously that
they've relaxed that then.
They did say that there is another license type that would include hard alcohol. That then there is an absolute food requirement.
Yeah, it's almost 50%.
Yeah. So, you know, and certainly we want to promote it. We want our patrons to promote it. We actually want people to consider, you know, this is a place where you could go and get, you know, a sandwich. And
you can go for lunch, try some meat and cider and have a sandwich. It's perfect.
You know, and if someone came in and that's all they wanted, we would be thrilled with that because that means people are finding that what we're doing on the food side is working.
Right.
There's your opportunity. Those fewer items you have, make them excel.
Right. Yep. Exactly. Right. Exactly.
And we've got a 1.0 menu. It'll change over time. You know, we have certain things we have to have.
Well, you're going to get the feel for that. Your customers are going to tell you.
Yeah, right.
And that it's going to evolve organically.
Mm-hmm.
And,
absolutely.
You know, it'll be great. Can I welcome on your guest?
Yes, let's welcome Andy on.
I would love to. I want to welcome on. And, you know, listeners, stay tuned a little bit later. It is my dining adventure today brought to you by the Village Trestle. We will be, my dining adventure will be Cask and Vine. If you have not checked it out, you got to go. It's in Derry. But let's welcome on Andy Day, the owner of Cask and Vine. He is Jay's guest today, and we're going to be talking with him. Welcome, Andy.
Hi, guys. Thanks for having me.
We're so happy you're here.
Most welcome. Morning, Andy.
Morning.
So you know, you always have so many different fun and exciting events going on, but just in the last couple of weeks, you announced something that I would love for you to tell our listeners about, and that's Dwarre Distilling.
Sure. We're really excited about this. As some of you may know, we had a couple of craft beer stores that we had for about 5 years, which we closed this past year. And that was, you know, it's always tough to close something, especially when it was your baby. And then as time went by, we started having different conversations. And the idea to open up a distillery, it's kind of making sense. So for every end, there's a new beginning. And we're really excited about it. Dwarre, it's an Irish word, it means dairy. So we kind of wanted to pay homage to the town that we're in and the things that we're doing there. And we're super excited.
So where are you at in your process? So talk about your location and where you see things going.
Sure. We're actually going to be located right next to Cask and Vine. So it's kind of like a perfect little complement to what we're doing already. Right down on East Broadway. And we're going to open up with a moonshine, something really simple, something fast that we can turn around. We've got a bunch of ideas for oaked versions of white whiskey. We'll be doing some vodkas, and then we'll do some gin. And then we're hoping to get ourselves into bourbon and whiskey a little bit further down the road.
Okay, so you're going to be making these things?
Yes. We'll be a production facility. We'll have a small tasting room, more of a retail space than a tasting room. It's not. We're not going to have one of those licenses like Jason was talking about where you come in and you sit and you eat. If you want to sit and eat, we have Cask and Vine right next door.
That's brilliant. It's perfect. That makes total sense.
We're really, really fortunate. we've watched a number of breweries open up around us since we opened up Cask and Vine. We've got, Kelsen, we've got Rockingham, we've got From the Barrel, and further up the street now, we've got Long Blue Cat, we've got 603. We've got, there's so much around us. We've got Moonlight Meadery down the street. We've got Apollo Vineyards. We don't have a distillery. And craft spirits are definitely, on the up. So this just feels like a great complement to kind of what's going on in the area already. And as a beer drinker, I'm really excited about some of the collaborations that we can do with our fellow brewers. Once we've got a barrel program, taking our barrels and bouncing those around to the breweries and then taking those barrels back and filling them again with the spirit and, just doing all these great collaborations.
That is so cool. And, we didn't talk, I heard it, but I want to go back to it.
Sure.
The name, Douare.
I love that.
I love that. So how did you come up with that? How did you think of that? I mean, obviously I know what it means, but what was your thought process?
We have a lot of respect for what our local brewers are doing. In particular, Rockingham Brewing Company. I love their marketing. I love their strategy. I love that they're great people. I love that their name is Rockingham, and while they're not from the area, well, Allie is, they wanted to name their brewery something that was representative of where they were going to be. And, Derry's been, for the last 5 years, it's been our home. And we've really tried to get into the community. So when we started thinking about ideas, we were like, well, Derry distilling sounds a little bit too generic. Then I told the little story about how we had the beer store and it closed, and then this opportunity came along and the new beginnings. Douare also means oak branch or oak grove. So our logo is an oak branch that kind of has a dead end, but it has new growth off the top of it. So it's sort of trying to tie everything together.
I love it, Andy. Yeah. I love it. Love it.
Never at a loss for creativity. I always love seeing what the chalkboard menus look like when you go into Cask and Vine. I mean, they're absolutely beautiful, and they always have something interesting on them that wasn't there the last time you were there. So I'm not even remotely surprised about the creative juices that went into the naming and the branding.
And we're excited, actually. It's funny that you mentioned the chalkboards, because we started talking about graphics and what we wanted to do, and then settled on basically anything that we're going to do graphically, I'm going to do, and I'm going to do in the style that I do the chalkboards with all the colors in pastel, and then we'll translate those onto the labels. So the label that you see, our graphic, our logo, is actually something that I hand drew.
Wow, that's incredible.
It is incredible. And, I just want to give us, you all of you craft brewers, you're all so you all put so much thought into names and, there's a story behind it, and all of you seem to be like that, really. I love it. I love going into them, and the names are just, they're crazy.
Yeah, he's
creative. And then when you actually meet the brewer himself, and they tell the story of how that name came about,
right,
like how he decided, how Andy decided on Douare,
just the way he says, for every end is a new beginning.
Yeah.
Very enlightening.
It is.
That's nice.
It's deep.
You take it end as sad, but there it is. Look at the other side. New beginning.
Exactly.
Very, very nice.
Andy, I don't know if you heard me, but Cask and Vine is going to be my dining adventure today. And before I talk about it in the second hour, can you maybe give a little synopsis? Walk people through Cask and Vine when you walk in the door and what they can expect when they sit at the bar and order some food.
Sure. We're kind of in an unassuming building. A lot of people, as soon as they walk in the door, they say, oh, wow, because it doesn't look anything like it does on the inside as it does on the outside. You basically walk in, and you can see a nice, long 18-foot cherry bar. There's two big chalkboards behind it. We have 28 wines on tap, and we've got 18 beers on tap. So those are basically across the back of the bar. And then all of our tables at this point are wine barrels with glass tabletops. And then we've got sort of what we call the living room section, which has got a big big back couch and a few living room chairs and a corkboard table. And basically, we've got a very small, eclectic sort of menu. It's a little pub meets fine dining. which rotates seasonally. And our craft beer lines are very, very well procured in the sense that we really try and grab things that you won't see in most other places, and try and strike a nice balance between exotic beers and stuff that's supporting our local breweries.
Love it. Just love it.
I was just going to say, are the steak and cheese egg rolls still on the menu right now?
That's one of those things that, you know, it's funny because we've, you know, Chef George will change the menu up seasonally, as I said, but it's gotten to the point now where there's certain things.
You have to keep on.
The mushrooms, yeah. I mean, we can't take them off the menu; we'd be killed. So, yeah.
You know, I was perusing your Facebook page this morning, and my post came up from a year ago, and
oh,
that's
wow.
what I talked about. I talked about the steak and cheese egg rolls and the
yep.
cream of brie soup.
Oh,
so,
yes.
Oh,
yep.
My gosh. Listeners, tune in second hour. I'll be talking more about that. Just crazy.
Awesome.
Crazy. Chef George is amazing. Really amazing.
Yes, he does a phenomenal job.
Yes. Well, we need to go on a break, Andy. Thank you so much for calling in. And, my husband and I need to get out there. I actually need to take Dad and Michelle, and we got to go back.
Yes.
It really is amazing. And, you know, like you said, it doesn't look like it. You know, when you pull up, it's like, where is it? Like, but,
yes.
Oh, my gosh. And then you walk in, and it's like, oh, my goodness. It's a gem. It really is. It really is.
Thank
so
you.
Thank you for calling in. Thank you.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me on today.
All right.
Thank
all
you,
right.
Andy. We'll talk to you soon.
Okay. Take care.
All right. You are listening to Food for Thought with the Taste Buds, Carol and Michelle. We are going to go on a short break. We'll be right back.
Food for Thought returns after these messages on 107.7 The Pulse.
Welcome back. Food for Thought with Carol and Michelle. Something just went in my head, but anyway.
Are you sure? I think it might have gone out of your head.
Well, it went in and then out. It went in and I almost said it. And I'm like, whoa, where'd that come from? I have no idea where that came from. I was going to say it with Carol and Tracy.
Oh,
that's
all right.
Strange.
Well, but like, you used to say that.
I know. But
so I get
it. You're sitting in front of me. Anyway, okay, Food for Thought with Carol and Michelle. Dad's in the house. And we're going to end the top of the hour. What I would like you to do, we are in studio with Jay Phelps, Ancient Fire Mead and Cider, which will be opening up in about a month or so. Check out their Facebook. There's pictures there. It looks fantastic. I cannot wait
Beautiful.
For them to open. Very exciting. What I would like you to do, I know at the beginning we talked about the colors you have in there and, you know, like I asked Andy, walk us through the front door because we only have a couple minutes till the top of the hour. So
Absolutely.
Walk us through the front door and where these colors, you know, exactly, you know, walk Good. Us through.
So when you walk in, you walk into sort of, you know, you're kind of an open area. You'll see the bar in front of you to the right. If you walk three or four steps in, you'll notice that there's seating to the left. Right now, it's a big open area. But most of what you see when you walk in that door is that bright smiley face yellow. It's very bright, inviting. If there's a full dining room of people and it's loud, you'd be like, oh my God, it's lively. You know, there's something's going on here. So we certainly wanted that. And when you walk in, immediately to your left is going to be our retail area. So we're going to have our shirts, our glassware. We've got a place in order for hats, stickers, coasters, other branded stuff over time. And then as we get product that's going to be the type you'd have on a shelf, we will actually have several wine racks with that. So you can sit and peruse and take a look at product. And that stuff would be available for retail to take home. So as you walk further, you run into the bar and you can see that the bar kind of heads about 18 feet off to your right. But you're actually standing at the retail counter. So if you're going to come in and you're looking to buy bottles off the shelf or you want to fill up your quart or half gallon growler, that's where you would go because we can, as a winery, we can have a retail counter. The rest of the space to your right is our dining room. And when you walk in there, you've actually got two-tone walls. You've got a, I don't know, like an iron ore red on the bottom, a nice wood chair rail separating that from a light gray up top. There are high top tables, stools. There are some stools at the bar. And when you're sitting at the bar, you're sitting directly across from the taps, from the sink where we wash glasses and all that. So you are standing at the working bar at our restaurant. So we
love it.
And we're working there behind the bar. We want to be right there with you. We want people to come and engage with us. Ask us all these same questions.
And how to get there.
How to get there. So we are at 8030 South Willow in Building 1. So there's actually three buildings on the
Whereabouts is that now?
So if you're at the mall, head south like you're heading to Londonderry.
Okay.
And keep going. So wheel around the airport runway where they push it out into the road.
Oh, okay.
And as you go through that next intersection, you'll go past a motorcycle dealership on the left. Mm. We are actually in the building that kind of runs away from the road right past that. We actually face off right across from the emergency vet on
the
Carl Drive.
Right in there.
Yep.
Right there.
And we don't have a sign on the front of the building yet. We will have one.
You just said it all, though. They're listening. You know, where is it?
Yeah, exactly. But we will have a sign on the front of the building where we'll be working with our landlords and the condo association to figure out size fairly
quickly. We hear the music. We have like a few seconds. What is the sticker wall?
The sticker wall. So this is this kind of weird concept in the breweries locally where everybody puts up stickers for their favorite brewers and stuff, and then people want to take selfies with them, and they're in the bathroom.
But I saw Hippo up there.
Yeah, well, you know.
I can put Mo up there.
You could. Local flavor. Absolutely. Well, we won't say no.
All right. I saw that. I'm like, what's Mo all about? All right. Thank you so much, Jay.
Thank you very much.
I can't wait to hear. Next time you come, and it's going to be like probably you'll know a date. So
I certainly will. I'll be looking forward to making that announcement.
Stay tuned, listeners. We'll be right back.